The Lord is saying, church, the wake is over. The wake is over. It's time for us to pray and believe God and also become proactive in our outreach. I think the Lord is trying to show us that, yes, you're on right course. I believe God is going to break through. And you know what? Same old is not going to cut it any longer. Amen? The wake is over. And we believe that we're going to speak life into our neighbors and our friends and our family. And we're going to say, wake up, wake up, wake up. The only kind of burial is going on around here is the old man. Yeah, we'll bury the old man. We want you to rise up in Jesus' name and enjoy the presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah.
Greetings and welcome to the Family Worship Center Media Ministry, coming to you from the Family Worship Center in St. George, New Brunswick. Today, Pastor Eric Orm will be preaching a message entitled, The Jar of Oil in Your House. If you would like a copy of this message or any other message from this ministry, please contact the church office at area code 506-755-3759. Now, here's Pastor Eric Orm with today's message.
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Jesus, you're awesome today. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in and through us. Thank you, Father, for signs and wonders that follow. Thank you for your word that's ever settled in heaven and on earth. Thank you for what you're doing through the gifts that you've placed within this house. All of the gifts that you've placed, dear Lord, and each and every person we recognize as a gift today. Thank you, Father, for what you've given birth to at the beacon. Father, we pray it indeed will be a beacon that will shine a light in dark places, not only in Charlotte County, but all over the world by way of the internet. Thank you for this video this morning, Lord. Thank you for the kiss of Holy Spirit on the message today. God, we know it by word of revelation and knowledge and the confirmation of your word, but we feel it also, and we thank you for that today. Lord, we pray that this little nugget that you've placed within my heart today, Lord, would find a lodging place. Let it be a leverage. Let it be the means by which we step a little deeper into the things of God, and let it be the means by which, Lord, that we see you more clearly and understand your way. Not my way, but your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and bless everyone in the house, and bless everyone that couldn't make it today, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen.
Glory to Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 4. Verse 1 says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. You know that your servant feared the Lord. You know that. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing. Nothing in the house but a jar. Some translations say a little jar of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased or stopped. So the oil stopped. We see at the very beginning and the outset, the widow states her credentials. And so she comes before the prophet. to make her request known. My husband was a son of the prophets, and now you know that he feared God. It's like that matters. I think it matters who we are. I think it makes a difference who we are in the kingdom or not, whether we're in the kingdom or not. I think there's a difference. And so she comes with this seemingly bold stance. And so she's going to lay out, I've got this issue, I've got this problem, and I'm coming to the source of my need. I'm coming to the man of God. And so she states that, you know my husband, he's dead, but you know that he feared God, and I'm his wife, and my sons now are in need. The creditor is coming. The creditor wants to take my sons and to make slaves out of them. I believe today that there are folk right here and folk that will listen to this by way of the internet later. And you're kind of in that kind of position. There's a similar parallel situation going on in your life. The creditor wants your son. The creditor wants your daughter. The creditor wants to take your stuff. Take your peace. Take your joy. He wants to steal what the prophetic word is over your life. You've been promised things by God. You've sought the Lord and you've had encounters with God, and he's spoken directly to you. And so there's this deposit in you that you expect to become a reality. But now you seem to be under this attack. You seem to be wavering. You seem to have fear, and you have doubt, because the creditor is calling and calling and calling. And who's that number? That's the number I recognize. That's that creditor again. And so you begin to weaken and waver, and you begin to have fear, because a creditor is relentless. He won't give up. He keeps calling. So the man of God says, and the Spirit of God says to you today, what shall I do for you? Remember Jesus said the same thing to the blind man? What would you have me do? Isn't it a picture of bringing our requests to the Lord? What would you have me do? I know it, but why is it that God likes us to articulate our need? Why is it God says, okay, spill it out. What is it? What shall I do for you? Philippians 4 and 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. What is, well, why? Because God don't know it? Could it be possible God don't know it? But by everything, in everything, by prayer, supplication, make your request known unto God. So what's in the house today? What's in your house? I'm repeating this because I want you to come to that place of realization. I want you to ponder. I want you to look within. There may be things buried deep within your heart that you've totally discounted, you've thrown away as being an option or a possibility. You've in fact maybe even said, no, that prophecy that was spoken over me, I've since found out that guy who's, or that woman that spoke that over me, that they've proven to be somebody who's in sin. It doesn't matter. See, it's not about the person. If it's the word of the Lord through that vessel at that time, that's still the word of the Lord, no matter whatever. That person still got the ability, the option to go and serve God or not. At that moment, that person operating under the anointing of the Holy Ghost speaks a word to you. God says this about you, and it's in your heart, and it's not come to fruition yet. And so you, the devil comes along and says, ha-ha, do you see who said that to you? That ain't right after all, is it? Wrong, liar. I've got something in my house. Don't tell me I have nothing. What do you have in your temple?
What's that in your hand, Moses? So the widow says, nothing. But there's this little oil. Okay, I have a jar of oil. Now some of you are thinking right now, you're thinking, oh yes, I have this. I have that. Oh yes, I do. You know what that is. You're all thinking about it right now. Do not discount it. Do not sell yourself short. God has given to every man a measure. He's not called you without equipping you. He calls and he equips. And you're each called into the kingdom for such a time as this. So there is already a measure of equipping that you have. And get this, you have authority over it. And God says, now I'm requiring of you that, I'll call it equity. There's something greater, and there's a fulfillment, and there's a greater measure of my glory that I want you to step into, and the promises that's been spoken over you. But God says, now take what I've given you and use it as leverage. Okay? It's equity to get more. But the choice is up to you. You have the power. It's in your hands. We take for granted the provisions that we have. We take for granted the provisions that are already in this house. We think we got to go halfway around the world. If we had somebody with that talent, if we could bring in some superstar, that's going to shake this community. Well, I bless and honor and respect gifts of God and great generals in the faith. I recognize and respect that. But too many times, people are on the receiving end of the accuser of the brethren and the creditor, and they sit in this place of stillness and torment and receiving a bombardment by the enemy of our souls and the creditor, and we sit there with this amazing potential and power, something we already have that ought to be utilized for the kingdom of God, and the enemy is having a field day with us, and we're not recognizing what's already in the house. Already in the house. Already in the house. Thank you, Jesus. What's in your house? God is saying you got the necessary components right here in this house. It's already here. You don't need to look somewhere else. The fulfillment of the word spoken over you, whatever it takes to release that, is in the house. Is in the house. So the prophet says, okay. You recognize it. You just by your own confession, you've just said, I've got a little jar of oil. Yes. So now he's got this woman taking the first step to her breakthrough. She's confessing what she's got, being faithful in a little thing, recognizing God for what he's already done. Amen. I thank you, Lord. I'm not without. I'm not void of God's blessing, no matter what it looks like. And so he says, all right, I'll tell you what you're going to do, lady. She could have gone there and says, just meet my need, prophet. Would you pray that somebody would knock on the door with $1 million? That little jar of oil, that's probably rancid anyway. No. The prophet was teaching something here that we need to embrace. He says, okay, now I want you to go and borrow vessels. Vessels from everywhere. In other words, don't think you got enough when you went two or three doors down and you got two from Aunt Jane and a couple from Uncle Edward and a couple more from... No. I don't care how many they got within walking. You go everywhere and get vessels. You need to know, because my God has got so much That you cannot, I mean, you will not contain it, because when God decides to bless you, it's, and when you step into God's recipe for a blessing, it's going to come, it's going to be pressed down, it's going to be shaken together, and it's going to be running over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So get vessels. Get them from everywhere. Lots and lots and lots and lots of vessels. You get the point? I hope you got the point. So she sent her sons, began to borrow. And while they're still in need, they were borrowing. The creditor was still calling. Oh, yeah, we've been to church and we're motivated now. And we're gonna believe again for what's been spoken over our church and what's over my life and the calling God placed on me. And we're going to begin to walk in that again. I feel some good now. No, you don't. Not yet. Because it's required of you to walk some things out by faith when your feeling is nowhere to be found. No feelings attached. It was the word from the man of God. It was a word from the Lord. Now I want, so they're borrowing vessels and they're tired and they're discouraged. And excuse me, Johnny, could you come here for a minute? Mom, I just got one more. I got one more house and I think they got 3 or 4 jars in there. But Johnny, he's on the phone again. Would you come and listen, you promised last month that I was going to get that payment. And we still don't have that payment. Here you go, here's some. Excuse me. They're dealing with the problem while they're getting the vessels. You follow me? And it's a walk of faith. It's horrible. Here's the creditor again. And what was it the prophet said? A lot of vessels. You got to get a lot. But Mom, we got 1,400. No, he said, get them from everywhere. Get them. But Mama, you sure that man of God? I mean, after all, Dad died, didn't he? Oops. Uh-oh. Dad died. You had somebody die in your family, and now you're going to trust God? I think so. He's still God. He's still God. And so the man of God says, you borrow vessels. But because we're dealing with God here, you better get enough. you just better get lots of capacity. You better get a lot. And so while it's painful, the word remains the same. The word remains the same. I've got a question for you. Are you about to lose your children today? Are you about to lose your children? Are you losing your stuff? Are you losing something? Is there something that you treasure and you know it came from God? And you're about to, well, we see from here a recipe. Because within each of you, there is a measure of faith. There's oil. There's a gift. There's a calling. There's an equipping. We need to go and get other people's children. Lots and lots and lots of them. I don't know if you see this or not yet. But if you're about to lose your children, then we need to get some vessels. We need to start filling up some vessels. We need to borrow some children. On Thursday nights, Friday nights, we need to be conscientious of the fact that there are empty vessels out there. The solution to saving our children is to pay a debt from something, a resource that we already have, a deposit that's already in you. But God says, that's just equity. That's the measure that I've given you authority over that you can utilize to release me. There's a resource, a deposit in you that once by faith you begin to pour that out. You release heaven's oil that becomes a part of your expense, your oil that begins to flow, but there needs to be a vessel. You need some vessels. You need some vessels to pour into. Don't think small. Don't think small. You need lots from everywhere. You're going to see this a little more clear in a moment. We need to pour something into somebody. We have something to pour into vessels. We do have it. He said, when you've gathered all the vessels, shut the door behind you. When the preparation is done, the prophet is saying to the widow, once you've gathered these vessels, and he didn't put a limit on it. He said, from everywhere, lots of vessels. Once you've done it, he said, now gather them together, convene a meeting. Convening a meeting is not a bad idea. Coming together to praise and worship and seek the Lord is not a bad idea. It's kind of a good thing. And so what we see then is he says, shut the door. In other words, you're ready now to experience the miracle of God. You've been walking by faith till this moment. You've done it in the face of an amazing threat and hounding from creditors. But when you shut the door and you've done what God said to do, and you've got the vessels in front of you, and you're there, and you've got this little jar of oil, nothing to brag and to write home about, but now he says, shut the door. I mean, pay no more attention to the enemy. Shut the door. The creditor cannot come in, and you convene you release. Now God says, I'm going to start pouring out. You begin to pour, and I will begin to pour. And so what we see is she began to pour, and the oil began to flow from vessel to vessel, began to pour, and all of the jars. Can you imagine what it looked like in that room? Can you imagine what was going on in that room? She was about to lose her children to slavery. And sometimes that happened. What the law of the day said that they could be slaves for a long time until the year of Jubilee, not to be released until the year of Jubilee. And the year of Jubilee was 50 years, becoming a slave for a debt. And so now here's the atmosphere is about to change. The doors close, they're in a meeting, and all the kids are gathered. And Pastor Matt and Michelle begin to pour some oil. And we're starting to see it. Amen? We're starting to see it. And we're seeing it here. And when we begin to pour what God has given us, don't think you're not anointed enough. Don't think, well, I can't do like some other people. I can't pray like other people. I can't testify like other people. You've got something that you've got that's the ability to release God. You've got a deposit. And all you have to do is be obedient and begin to pour what you've got. Find an empty vessel and begin to pour what you've got. And it's going to release God to open the windows of heaven and mix heaven's miracle with your substance and to pour. And so she began to pour and to pour. And the boys were there. They were getting excited. Here, mother, where's that oil coming from? I don't know, but look, the jar is pregnant and it's producing and producing. Give me another bottle. And she's so excited about this. She's imagining all kinds of blessing that we're going to get from this. And she's thinking, how much money do I owe the creditor? Let's see now. I'm sure. Give me another bottle. Let you take care of it there. But then there's more coming. Pass the bottle, Junior. Johnny, where's mother, what? Come on, quick. The oil's still coming. Mother, what? It's the last one. We don't have another jar. And the Bible says the oil stopped. So I've got a question for you. Did heaven run out of oil or did earth run out of capacity? Gather lots. Don't think small. Don't think St. George only. Don't think Charlotte County only. God,
You said, ask and you would give us the nations. The nations, God. We know you've got enough for the whole world. You died for the whole world, God. And so we come before you with boldness and we say, give us the nations. And the oil will flow from nation to nation to nation. From ethnicity to ethnicity. That's what it means. And God has been so good to this area. There are people from many tongues and nations here that we have no excuse. We can't let it pass. He says, ask for them. I'll give them to you. Thank you, Lord. Vessels. Vessels. Many vessels. God seems to want to do things always extravagantly. God does think, when God does it, it's extravagant. Extravagant means it's above and beyond the limitations that man would put on things. We think inside of walls. We think in terms of limited quantities. And we think in terms of, putting a barrier, okay, this far, no further. But with God, it's limitless. He makes a move at all, and it's extravagant. And that's why he teaches us. There's a scripture where Elisha, they came to him, three kings, they were going to battle. They took off the battle. And as they were about, I forget what it was, 6 or 7 days, they realized they never brought any water. They had no water. And so they said, where's the prophet? We gotta find a solution to this. And they find Elisha. Elisha says, get me some music here going. I can't work like this. Come on, I need some music. Give me. I need to get, And so they played the music and hallelujah. And it's something about in the praise and the worship that shuts the door to the enemy. See, he's not going to be where the praise is at. Devil can't stand it. He'll run out of here with his fingers in his ears. Oh, I can't stand it. And the door is shut. And so Elijah, okay, got it. He's got it. Okay, now I tell you what you got to do, he says. I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to have to make this valley full of ditches. Just like going and boring a whole lot of vessels when the pain is still there. When the critter is still calling. And when there's no water and the enemy is just over there and we're going to get killed. God brought us into the wilderness to destroy us. That's it. See, they didn't recognize what they had in the house. They had a prophet who knew how to hear from God. And so when they finally figured that out, and he got some worship and praise music going, and so he heard from God. You can hear from God a lot easier when there's praise and worship going. But then, you if you mind to really admit it, the Lord is speaking to us all the time. And so he says, here's how you're going to do it. You're not going to get wind, because then you're going to say it's the wind that caused this blessing. The prophet says, no, you're not going to get any rain. Rain is not going to do this. You need water, but you're not going to get rain. You're not going to get any earthquake or lightning or flashing, nothing. What you're going to do, God's going to meet your need, but what he wants you to do, make this valley full of ditches. Now, he didn't say just make a little ditch around the camp. He said, make the valley full. See, we see how God works. In those stories, experiences, we see the pattern there of God. He's the same God, amen? He's the same God. And so he says, make the valley full of ditches. Do you know what I believe? I believe every time we come together with extravagant praise and worship and prayers of petition, supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, and so on, and declaration, what we're doing is we're making ditches. We're making ditches. We're making a valley place, a place known as a valley. You know, when people come in and they're discouraged, we say they're in a valley. How are you doing? Well, sometimes I'm on a mountaintop, but other times I'm in a valley so low. And so it's in the place of the valley that capacity is established, capacity to receive God. He says, he didn't say go up and start digging some holes on the mountain. No, in the valley, make some ditches. Matter of fact, he said, make the valley full of ditches. Right on down there, right around everybody's tent, down your street,
behind your house, make it full of ditches. And you know, next morning, every dish was full of water. That's the kind of God we serve. He's extravagant. But he loves partnership. He loves covenant. It's for by grace are you saved through faith. But it's not of yourself. See that? It's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. He gives it to you and says that, come on, we've got partnership going. I need your voluntary participation. Because once you do that, you're establishing something, a principle by which I am released. It's called faith. Take it when you feel nothing and use it for my glory, and you will release more and more and more until every vessel is filled to overflowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a good word. And the last part of the word is this. The prophet said now, he said, you take that oil. So she obviously went to the prophet. Prophet, We got all these jars filled. But, you know, I don't know why we never went to Nick's house and got more. Because it was still coming. She would have said this to the prophet Elisha. She would have said, you know what? I'm so sorry we didn't get more vessels, more jars. Because everyone got filled up. I just wonder if we went and got 100 more jars, would they have been filled? And Elisha would have said, oh, yes. Remember, I said, go everywhere. Everywhere. But that's okay. You take what you got now, and you pay off your debt. Part one, you pay off your debt. Now, how many know that the debt was fixed? X number of dollars she owed. No matter how many vessels got filled, the debt remained the same. So the increased number of vessels was for what? Her blessing. The increased capacity of the oil was her blessing for the rest of her life. You get that? And the degree to which I really want to see God work in my life. I want to see God work in the lives of our family, church family. And when I look at and I see some great generals of the faith, oh man, if we could have them come here. Let me tell you something. We can have what they got. We can see what they've seen. All we need to do is to be obedient and use what God has given us to use. Invest the whole jar. And see God fill up every vessel that we position ourselves in front of that's empty. We don't need to go very far to find empty vessels, folks. There are empty vessels everywhere. You know that? Empty vessels everywhere. And God is saying to us today, church, what do you have? Recognize what I've done first. Recognize already what I've done. Can't you see it? Have you recognized it? I mean, could it be that you've got to this place of thinking, well, I don't have much and they've got so much more. Is it possible that's the posture we've taken and is a poor me mentality? Is that what it is? See, the widow woman didn't compare herself with anybody else. She said, well, I've got this one. I do have something. God wants us to look within today and to identify that something that he's placed there. And I guarantee you, God has placed a deposit in every person in this house. Every person, he's placed a deposit. And all he's saying today is, I want you to become proactive in the call I've placed on your life. Don't take your gifts and bury it. I am not a wicked master. God says, if you invest it, I am happy, I am pleased, and I will give you more. I will take from that one who never invested and give add it to you. That's kingdom. That's kingdom. So both as a church and as individuals today, the word of the Lord is, what do you have? Look again
at what God has done for you. He's done amazing things for all of you. And he wants you to recognize it, identify it, say, yes, God, I present it to you today. And I will obey your voice to pour in the oil into whatever and whomever you place in front of me. In fact, I will look for vessels. I will look for vessels, God. Both as a church, as a board, as a board of deacons and elders and those that are in leadership, we need to say the same, God. We want to see every prophetic word spoken over this house and this corporate entity to be fulfilled in Jesus' name. We don't want it to be delayed any longer. Well, we don't want to look out there, way out there. Well, it'll be some good back in, you know, like in 2020 when God, no, now faith. We operate in now faith. Now faith is a substance. How are you going to get the substance? Exercise faith now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. You got the evidence right there. It's better than DNA. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Establish that in our hearts today. Can we do that? Establish that truth in our hearts today. We ought to step a little deeper, a little higher into a revelation knowledge today. The Word of God, the truth sets us free, establishes us, and enables us to receive the wealth of heaven, the resources of heaven, to see vessels filled to overflowing, and to prevent the creditor from taking what's yours. What's yours? Your children, your stuff, your talents, your gifts. God has given you. God has given you. Would you take that jar of oil that's resident within you today and begin to pour it into each other? Pour it into folk? Just pour in. Oh, well, I don't feel a thing. That's got nothing to do with it. God is faithful. You have a deposit. And God is just waiting for you to exercise by faith the pouring out of that deposit so heaven's resources can be released and become part of the equation. Amen? Take your equity and leverage it for more. Yes. He's a God of more than enough, remember? Jehovah Jireh, provider. That's his nature. He wants to show you his glory today.
Thank you, Pastor. We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us by writing to Family Worship Center, P.O. Box 1092, St. George, New Brunswick, E5C2G8. Or call us at area code 506-755-3759. You can also visit us online at www.stgeorgefwc.ca. You can also find us on Facebook. On behalf of Pastor, staff, and congregation of the Family Worship Center, we would like to welcome you to join us as we all meet together at 10:30 a.m. right here at the Family Worship Center in St. George, New Brunswick. Until next week, God bless, and have a blessed week.